Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show today. Oh, let's think about your set point today. Your set point. You know, we all have, it's like a set point that we have, like a thermometer, right? You know, you can only, you know, the thermometer will go so high depending on your temperature, right? You know, or so low depending on your temperature. Well, you know, we all have set points or blueprints within ourselves that allow us to create so much success or allow us to have so much drama in our lives or maybe allow us to have so much wealth in our lives, right? Have you noticed that in your own life? It seems like you get to a certain point and that's it, right? You may fluctuate, let's say even financially, within a certain maybe $20,000, $30,000 range. Maybe you've been doing that for years on an annual basis or monthly basis, whatever it is for you, but you can't seem to break past that. Why is that? There's dynamics in your family. Certain people love each other in your family. Certain people don't. Certain thing patterns in your family, beliefs, systems in your family. And you're like, what is all this? How do I sort all this out? And how do I change my set point? How do I take off my limitations? How do I open up so that things can get even better in my home life, my family life, my company life, my business life, my career, you know, whatever it is for you, right? I'm excited about this topic today. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Because, you know, I'm coming through. I know my enthusiasm is coming through. We are about to help you break through these generational set points that keep you limited. And I have a very special guest today on my show. She's going to be talking all about it. She's got 20 years experience in breaking these kind of patterns. And wait till you hear what we have in store. All right, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, my guest will be right with us.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. My guest today is Judy Wilkins-Smith. Judy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken. It's lovely to be with you.
I'm so happy to be with you again. We did a show on my other show called Heal It, and had you on. You did so phenomenal. I knew that my other audience, Voices of Courage, would love to hear you. For those of you that don't know Judy, she's a highly regarded executive coach, family patterns, systemic work expert, and constellations expert. She's a transformative speaker. She's an author who's passionate about individual growth, visionary leadership, positive acceleration, global change, and she's also the founder of systems dynamics for individuals and organizations. She has 20 years of expertise assisting high performance individuals, Fortune 500 executives, with companies like Chevron, JP Morgan, Kellogg's, ExxonMobil, and legacy families that want to end their cycles of limitations within their organizations and families. It's amazing the work that you've done. It really is. Let me ask you, to get started, why did you go into this type of work? What led you to helping people decode their emotional blueprints?
I think this kind of work, and it sounds crazy, but it kind of found me. I didn't find it. I was busy writing books after my father was killed. It was either that or go crazy, and I decided the writing books was probably the better option. And I kind of stumbled into it. And I started with family patterns, and then people said, well, can you help organizations? Well, organizations are made up out of people, so the answer is yes. I studied some of the organizational pieces, and I think where I got to for me was that it was really strong work, but I was still asking a question, which was, and then what? Okay, we've decoded the pattern. We know how it's affected you, but and then what? And I think that's kind of where a lot of my own twist on systemic work and constellations took off, was the and then what piece. I'm really interested in how far can we go, what can we do, how high can we? And that's different things for different people. It really is. People go, well, that looks really lofty. No, every single one of you, as you said in the beginning, has a bandwidth. And we lock into that bandwidth, and we're trying to break through because we know there is so much more. If we only know how to see it or access it. And that intrigued me.
Well, you know, this work, I was in Hawaii at about 8 years ago, I think it was, when I was really introduced in the constellation work, where I'll never forget, because it was such a breakthrough where this, I'm in this beautiful nature in the middle of Hawaii, and this lady's helping me to break family patterns, and she's going through right. All different processes with me. And quite frankly, it was very emotional for me. And when I came out of it, though, it felt like something had lifted off of my chest and never came off back. I mean, and I have to say, our family dynamics changed tremendously because I did the work. How weird is that? Anyway. I guess not that weird, actually, when one changes and we start.
It's not that weird at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about this. Go ahead, Judy. Go.
I was going to say, I think the thing that startles the people the most is that when you do a constellation, you're actually keying into their system, which is something we all do every day, but we're not taught that we do that. So we're literally making the invisible visible and the unconscious conscious, but we're doing it in 3D. And I think the 3D aspect of it, which then embodies multiple senses, is what allows you to rewire very quickly. And so people are startled or shocked by it.
Well, I can imagine. And, you know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about constellation work. So we got to back up a little bit with my audience, because they're going, well, what's this constellation work? What are you talking about? What are we doing? I'll tell you what we're doing in a nutshell. We're looking at some of your family dynamics, family systems, family beliefs, family, you know, and I'd use the word change, transform, heal that system. How do you describe constellation work?
Okay, so systemic work and constellation. Systemic work first is the study of you within a system. You didn't just arrive on your own. You came down through many generations that led to you. And along with those many generations were thoughts, feelings, actions, mottos, descriptions, ideas, decisions made about events. So you sit with a lot of those patterns that have been handed down. And then with constellations work, what we do is we use live representatives to represent every aspect of your system or of the system and the issue. And as soon as we set those up, you begin to see, you begin to feel, you begin to move or have actions around what it is that's happening. So it's literally taking it out of your head and putting it in front of you with enough distance that you are able to look, you are able to see what's happened, you're very able to see what's got you limited, and you're able to see possibilities and directions. That's something that nothing else does. It's not a role playing. It is an absolute sensing into the system. And people will often say to me, it's not, how's it possible to sense into someone's system? Well, if you've watched AGT, if you've watched American Idol, and you're watching them and they have that moment and you've got goosebumps, you just sensed into someone's system. And we do it all day long.
All day long. And, you know, but what happens is, I think you just said, and I said it earlier, is the limitations are taken away. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about limitations, but it's another thing to live them. And I know a lot of my audience lives in limitation. And the thing about limitations, and especially systemic type work that we're talking about, a lot of times it's like a fish swimming in water. You're so used to it, you don't know you're swimming in water. You're just in this place where these dynamics show up time and time again. So what I like to do is help people identify their limitations by looking at the results they're getting. So if you're getting poor results in your relationship, this kind of work might be for you. In relationships with your family or loved ones or friends or anything, or if you're financially limited, or if you're a place where you have health issues showing up all the time, all of this can be looked at and transformed in the work that Judy's talking about here. How does this work, Judy? How does it work? How can people like transform pretty quickly? Yeah.
You know, think of it this way. If you have a traumatic event, you have a trigger. Something triggers you. You have this big traumatic event. If I ask you about it, you can tell me what you were thinking, what you were feeling, the conclusions you came to, what actions you took, the colors that were there, what room it was in. And that trauma then becomes a trigger, which, by the way, we'll talk about triggers later, are really, really good things. And we have the same with transformation. You have transformational triggers. So you see something incredible. It hits your head, it hits your heart, it hits your gut. When those three align and say yes, 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 that becomes a new rewiring. You start to activate new neural pathways. And the more you reinforce that, the more real it becomes. And then you call that the truth. But it's not really the truth, it's your truth. And you can change that anytime you want. And this is how we're wired. I think one of the things that fascinates me the most is that we do what I call spells or self-spells. We don't believe that there's such a thing as magic and spells, but we're sure good at using our words to tell ourselves horror stories about ourselves and then believe them. Exactly the opposite is possible when we see what patterns we've inherited, when we understand very deeply that they've come to us for two reasons, one to change them and one to acknowledge them. So if it's a limiting one, it's one to acknowledge. And if it's one that you really want, so a pattern that's wanting to rest and a pattern that's wanting to emerge through you, you've got your locks and keys. So these were never brought to hurt you. They're brought to hold you, W-H-O-L-E, or to help you. They're your system of locks and keys. But again, we haven't been taught that we've got the treasure right here and that there's no reason to stay limited.
Well, you know, one of the pieces that you're touching on right now, which I think I want to explore after the break, is that piece where everything counts. Everybody in the system counts. Yes. You don't want to throw anybody out. You know, you might have the alcoholic in the family, or you might have the aunt who doesn't talk to anybody, or you might have in business, you might have the CEO who is disconnected from everybody. Everybody counts and everything counts. And I want to get your point of that when we take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Before I get back to my guest, I'd like to mention to you that you may want to let others know about these shows. These shows are so powerful. They're life transforming. They help people evolve, grow, take off limitations and everything else. And if you want to be of service to those that you love and care about, whether your family, your friends, your business associates, I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel. To my guest, I'd like to mention to you that you may want to let others know about these shows. These shows are so powerful. They're life transforming. They help people evolve, grow, take off limitations and everything else. And if you want to be of service to those that you love and care about, whether your family, your friends, your business associates, I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel. To my guest, I'd like to mention to you that you may want to let other, you know, you, I will mention this. You mentioned that sometimes we tell horror stories about ourselves. We also do that about others. And this work will help you to transform that too. But let's go to those horror stories we talk about others. Maybe you've got an alcoholic in the family. Maybe you've got a black sheep. You got somebody that doesn't fit in. You want to ostracize them or you know, not be around them. But this kind of work, tell me about why we need them.
Okay, so it's really, really important that we include everybody and that, as you said, when we exclude, something happens. Well, here's what happens. It's not that you're good or bad. It's that the minute you exclude, you cut off your access to the information they have about your system, and everybody has information. Also, you cut off your access to the patterns that they've brought down so that you can work with them. So you have an alcoholic Uncle Harry or Silly Sally or whatever it is. The minute you shut them down, you don't have that access to everything that's important to you. You also will find, and it's really important, that what looks wrong in one generation may look very different in the next generation. And there's another piece. When I work live with people at events, I always ask them, who are the villains in your life that you need to say thank you to? Who made you grow in a way you never would have thought possible? Who wasn't there so that you did have to grow up or you did have to do something different? They're heroes in a different way, but we often look at them as villains. They belong.
Yeah. And, you know, it. I think it takes a hero courage to do this work. So, you know, I mean, it takes awareness to be able to do this work. And but here's the benefit for you, my audience, if you're listening. The benefit is that you're going to change somewhere around seven generations down from you. It may even go back up, but you're going to change consciousness when you do this work. In other words, when you take off your limitation, you won't pass that down to your granddaughter or your daughter or granddaughter or whatever. They won't bring those patterns in. So they will change. As a result, they'll live a more prosperous, joyful, happy life, hopefully. And as they do, they'll pass that down to generations. Judy, I don't want my audience to think this is really hard, difficult work, but it does take awareness.
It's not. We'll
talk about that.
Yeah. Yes, it's not. People say, oh, it's hard and difficult, I say, why is it hard and difficult? All you're doing every day is aligning negatively or in a limiting way. It didn't take you much to do that. You just kind of went that way. And all we're doing is literally one thought, one feeling, one action at a time. We are rewiring. The other thing, Ken, that for me is so important is we're taught to want less, be less, have less, do less, don't. Want a lot and go there. Want a lot and go there. Really, your wants are what help you to grow. A child doesn't walk until it wants to. Nobody grows until they want to. You've got to have the want. That's it. The minute you have the want, you start the one feeling, one thought, and one new action. Everything begins to change.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that, our wants, in this society, wants can be, do you need it or do you want it, right? I mean, wants, can be a little tricky, especially when we're watching all ads on commercials and all that stuff. But truly, we're talking about those heartfelt desires that you really want to have in your life. Okay.
Yes.
Those are so important. Go ahead.
They really are. What is the thing you most want to accomplish? Without a want, we didn't have Disney. Without a want, we didn't have Apple. Without a want, we had nothing. What are the deep, deep desires, the places where you go, I really want to do that, and you know everybody's going to think you're crazy. That's what I'm talking about. And that's the want that you follow.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. You know, I have a friend of mine that wrote out his want list, his bucket list, he called it. And he did it when he was a young man, around 20 years old. And, you know, I've known him since he was about 50. At 50, he had accomplished, I think he said, about 70% of his wants. 60, he had about 80%. 70, he had about 90%. And now in his 80s, he's completed his want list. Very conscious man. And, you know, those wants helped him to grow, evolve, become the person he is today. Because he allowed himself to dream big, allowed himself to go where he wanted to go and accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. Some of these things are very difficult for him to accomplish. But, you know, this work isn't for the faint of heart. It's for the courageous.
So. Yeah, I think there's another thing for me that I really want people to know. Transformation isn't for the chosen few. It's for those who choose it. That is so important. If you choose it, nothing's going to stop you, and you've got to self spell. Your head's got to say yes, your heart's got to say yes, your gut's got to say yes, and sometimes it's going to say no, and you've still got to keep going. Your person you spoke about, who is 80 years old, he didn't quit. You've got to teach yourself the don't quit factor, even when it feels like it is natural and proper that you should quit. You get up and you do it again. You get up and you do it again.
Judy, you know, you're really speaking to my heart here, because I have to tell you, there are a couple times I quit in my life, and I have to tell you, if I had any regrets, you know, I've let them go now. But if I had regrets, it was those times that I quit. You don't quit. You just keep moving forward. And I love what you said there. Let's talk about the multi-generational epigenetic patterns when we get back. We get right back. And all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, this is a show that moves people, changes people, as I said earlier, and helps them to become the best version of themselves. So I hope that you will continue to watch our show, pass it on to others, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. And if you don't know what that means, dwell on it until you do. And all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, this is a show that moves people, changes people, as I said earlier, and helps them to become the best version of themselves. So I hope that you will continue to watch our show, pass it on to others, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. And if you don't know what that means, dwell on it until you do. And all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, this is a show. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show today. Oh, let's think about your set point today. Your set point. You know, we all have, it's like a set point that we have, like a thermometer, right? You know, you can only, you know, the thermometer will go so high depending on your temperature, right? You know, or so low depending on your temperature. Well, you know, we all have set points or blueprints within ourselves that allow us to create so much success or allow us to have so much drama in our lives, or maybe allow us to have so much wealth in our lives, right? Have you noticed that in your own life? It seems like you get to a certain point and that's it, right? You may fluctuate, let's say even financially, within a certain maybe $20,000, $30,000 range. Maybe you've been doing that for years on an annual basis or monthly basis, whatever it is for you, but you can't seem to break past that. Why is that? There's dynamics in your family. Certain people love each other in your family. Certain people don't. Certain thing patterns in your family, beliefs, systems in your family. And you're like, what is all this? How do I sort all this out? And how do I change my set point? How do I take off my limitations? How do I open up so that things can get even better in my home life, my family life, my company life, my business life, my career, you know, whatever it is for you, right? I'm excited about this topic today. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Because, you know, I'm coming through. I know my enthusiasm is coming through. We are about to help you break through these generational set points that keep you limited. And I have a very special guest today on my show. She's going to be talking all about it. She's got 20 years experience in breaking these kind of patterns. And wait till you hear what we have in store. All right, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, my guest will be right with us.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us, that's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund. Your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us, that's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund. Your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right
now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can change those. A lot of those epigenetic patterns occur when an event happens and we make a decision about it that has a profound effect on us. That begins to activate those on-off switches. And so to change those, it's to really look at what are those ones that have traveled down? How are they hitting me? What do I really, really want to do with them? How can I change that? It's when we begin to ask how or what more is possible here from the heart that things begin to change. Instead of being miserable because everybody in our family suffers financially, I'm the whiz kid who says, not really the whiz kid who says, but the kid who says, you know what? I'm tired of the struggle. Why does it have to be this way? I'm going to go and be the financial person who understands money, who works with it, who enjoys it. I'm changing this. It's literally that simple, and not that simple, of course. But it's that simple. It's the one changing thought that begins every. And people say to me, well, how does that change your finances? Think about it this way. If I have a mindset that says we're all poor, that we have nothing but bad luck, it doesn't matter if you put $1 million deal right under my nose, that we're all poor band is still playing that. I won't even see it. I haven't wired my brain or my consciousness to be able to see the opportunities. Other people will say, oh my goodness, did you see that when we had the pandemic? What did you do? Well, I struggled and my business went other. And then you have other people who say, you know what? I actually changed jobs. I wrote a book. I did this. Instead of having a gap, they filled it. That's one of the biggest things to know. Instead of having a gap, fill it.
Yeah. Well, you just gave my audience the keys to lasting success. And the first key is what Judy said. Look at the areas you're struggling in right now, whether it be in finance, in career, in your personal relationships, maybe you've your family relationships, your health, your fitness. Just get clear. Where am I struggling? That's where you need to do the work. And guess what? She also needs to do lasting success. And the first key is what Judy said. Look at the areas you're struggling in right now, whether it be in finance, in career, in your personal relationships, maybe you've your family relationships, your health, your fitness. Just get clear. Where am I struggling? That's where you need to do the work. And guess what? She also needs to do lasting success. And the first key is what Judy said. Look at the areas you're struggling. Why did you write the book?
Two reasons. One, I got tired of being nagged to write the book. And then number two was because everybody thought that this was such difficult work. And Ken, I kid you not when I say we can change not just our lives, we can change the world with this. We can undo all sorts of wrongs and sadnesses and angers that are in the world at the moment with this book. The way that I wrote it was so that everybody could do it. There isn't a single person who can't grab that book, get into it, and learn what to do with it. It is not difficult. I've made it super easy, and it's also available in 7 different languages, and it's available on Audible. So there is literally no reason for people to not go and change their lives and reach out and really put their arms around the life that they want.
That's right. Well, I want to let you know, I have my book right here, okay? I got it, you know, and my family is going to benefit because I'm reading this book. I can tell you that. And if you care about your family, which I know you do, my audience, and you care about your loved ones, your grandchildren, or, you know, even people at work, you know, it's a good read. And like Judy said, the tools are in there for you to be able to start to really understand how to break these patterns and without struggle and difficulty. How amazing would that be?
And it is amazing, and it's doable, and it's easily doable. All you got to do is put down your butt syndrome. When you put down butt syndrome, then it starts to happen.
I love that. Well, you know, when my wife and I got married, she brought a concept into our marriage. It was called ease and grace. Judy and I it's part of our core value is ease and grace, right?
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean we don't push and we're very smart entrepreneurs and do a lot of stuff, but we always look for that. We look for the ease, the grace, the harmony, you know, in what we do. Now, it wasn't always that way. We had to do the work we're talking about here to get us to that point, right? So you set the high ideal, and then you do what it takes to get to that place. Okay. Judy, when somebody reads that book, your book, your amazing book, what are they going to walk away with?
They're going to...
...in what we do. Now, it wasn't always that way. We had to do the work we're talking about here to get us to that point, right? So you set the high ideal, and then you do what it takes to get to that place. Okay. Judy, when somebody reads that book, your amazing book, what are they going to walk away with?
They're going to...
...in what we do. Now, it wasn't always that way. We had to do the work we're talking about here to get us to that...
...stand that the head, the heart, and the gut coherence is what shifts and changes things. They're going to understand that they are really big in this world, but we've been pretending for a long time that we are not. They're going to understand that they are not victims and never have been victims. And if they feel like victims, they're going to understand that it doesn't benefit them and it doesn't benefit the world. And they're going to see some of the big global patterns, the meta patterns that keep us stuck, especially in relationships, in careers, in money. Money's a very big one. Money is one of my favorite friends, and they're going to learn all about money and see that it isn't just a commodity. They're going to be surprised.
I love that. One of my favorite orators was a guy by the name of, oh my gosh, it just went out of my mind. Anyway, he would say about money, his name will come to you in just a second. He would say, when he was on the pedestal, right, preaching, he'd say, I want you to dig deep and don't bring out $1 bills, bring out $100 bills. Reverend Ike, that's who it was. And he would say, I love money and money loves me. And, you know, he was programming that thought in all his parishioners.
Oh my goodness, right? King, you had a gem. Because that's true. Money is also not a commodity. It's a relationship. The way you show up for it is the way it will show up for you. It is also spiritual flow, and people don't understand that. And money is not an or, O-R. It is an and. Money and love, money and growth, money and friendship. Money is one of the most maligned forces on the planet, and yet it is a kind wisdom. It is a great mentor. It's a wonderful teacher, and it's a great a companion in adventure. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny when businesses come in with me and they want to grow. I always start with the financial part. I just start there. All right, where do you want your finances to be? Okay.
Yep.
Because I know that's where you just said it. That's where the growth is. That's, you know, you can say, yeah, I'd like to make $10 million in my company. I say, great, let's do it. And from that point, or from a young kid, he was just here yesterday starting out. I said, what do you want in your business? How many customers? Oh, I don't know. I said, okay, let's set a goal. He said, I want to have 10 new customers in the first month. I said, great. Now, when I held him to that, I said, that's going to happen for you. It shook him up, right? Because I said, make it up. But now he's got the tools to get there, right? Because that's what I do. I give him the tools to get there. Of course, he's got to do the work. Yeah.
Well, the other thing, of course, as well, is that the minute you said that, and this happens for us, the minute we say, here's my goal, all of these voices come up and they start talking to us about all the reasons why that's not possible. And an important thing to remember about that is that those voices are usually your multi-generational voices.
Oh.
Those are the voices that come from the generations before you, the ones who didn't manage or who struggled. It's theirs, and you're borrowing it and eating the pizza as though it were yours. It's not your pizza. Don't do that.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better. My knees feel better. My back feels better. It makes me feel stronger, too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper Quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Reminds me of mile nine on my first triathlon. Mile nine, I was doing a half marathon in San Diego, and mile nine hit. And I didn't know it was multi-generational thoughts, but every negative thought that I've ever thought about, my parents, my brothers, sisters, myself, the world, everything hit me at mile nine. Man, I slowed down. My energy dropped. I was just barely walking that marathon. I knew if I didn't get past mile nine, I wouldn't complete. So my shift was, I just started telling myself the truth. I'm a marathoner. I have never ending energy. I'm a child of the Most High. I'm unstoppable. And I just kept just saying that because I knew I needed to shift that consciousness and not allow those thoughts in. And of course, I completed the marathon and went on to do triathlons and everything else. But had I not got through that, nothing would have happened.
You rewired in the moment. And that's very important for all of us. When the you know what is hitting the fan right there, and you have these decisions to make, be very, very aware of the decisions you are making. Because those decisions, those thoughts, feelings, and actions are about to become your new truth. Are you sure that's what you want?
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that, and that's, you know, that's the power of working with somebody like myself or Judy, because what happens is, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy, frequency, and vibration. When you come into a high vibration, energetic person that's sitting next to you, we transfer that energy to you, and then you can rewire in the moment. That's happening constantly, especially when you get in touch with your patterns. Oh my gosh, it's amazing work, Judy. I'm just so happy that you're in my life and you're doing this work and helping people to really transition. Now, let me go into business for a second, because I got a lot of business owners. So let's talk a little bit about visionary leadership and what that means, especially with this work.
Okay, so visionary leadership means You're someone who's always going to be doing your very best to grow all the time. Visionary leaders never stop doing their inner work. They don't. They know that for their team can only grow as far as they will go. So a visionary leader also moves beyond pushing into empowering or inviting. You'll notice that difference. They have also moved from doing to being. The more they be, the more others can do. So in this work, what I do when I'm working with one of those leaders is we do a deep dive into his professional career and a deep dive into his personal history. And we look at where the two intersect and do they bang heads or are they in harmony? And of course, the beautiful thing is where they bang heads, you want to look at why. How has that affected you as a leader? Have you become a brittle leader, a whirlwind leader? Have you become the crisis leader? And how do we take that up a level? So this work does very, very well in organizations. We look at the patterns in the organization, and then we look at their origins. What was the event? What was the realization? What did we take on board? What did we make it mean about ourselves? What did we make it mean about others? How do we keep moving and growing? Because if a leader stops growing, everything else stalls. Then you've got a hope. You've got somebody pushing from the bottom up, or else the company can start to grow or go into decline.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, there's the same thing, visionary leadership in our families. It's the same thing. If you are one of the leaders or the leader, maybe you're the patriarch or the matriarch of the family at this point. What Judy just said applies to you too, right, Judy?
Absolutely. Very much who you are at home translates into how you are at work, either in reaction to the family system or in collusion with the family system. You know what? Dad and mom all struggled. I'm not doing that. I tell you, one of my favorites sometimes, because people don't think about that, was I had a CEO who said to me, you know what? I'm now the CEO of one of the biggest companies in the world. And my father still doesn't see me, the jerk. And I said to him, really? Do you want to rephrase that? Let's go and take a look. Because your father didn't see you, that's what started you on the path. Have you ever said thank you? And he went, what? I said to him, have you ever said thank you? Sometimes the way that we give our children gifts is to be absent, not present. And our children don't always realize that.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Well, sometimes those children will figure it out before the parent dies, or sometimes not. So if the parents already left and now the child wakes up and goes, oh my gosh, this was my teacher. How do you teach people to communicate with the past generations?
Wow. Yeah. And it's not as difficult as we think. It's interesting when I do a constellation and I set up prior generations, you can actually see people connect. You can see the jolt. You can see the tears. We have very deep connections. Again, we've been distanced from that. But once we begin to understand not only how to get in touch with that, and we understand the knowing field, we begin to understand that we can literally undo generations of harm, hurt, hoarding, whatever it is, sadness. And we, you know, when you do a constellation, Ken, I think people don't always understand, you're not just paying it forward or sending it forward. Very often, you're healing something in the past. I have people who will say, I hate my mother. And we have a look at mom's history and they go, oh my goodness. And you will see the hate transform into compassion. And in that moment, not only is the person standing there finding that they feel a whole lot different, but they're looking at the past very differently, which means instead of mom being the villain, maybe mom's a hero that you never got to see.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, I'm thinking of my own family pattern right now. And I'm thinking, you know, I had a dad that grew up in a poverty situation and a mom that grew up in wealth. And they come together, and what is the commonality? They both had this kind of hoarding. The wealthy ones hoarded, and the poor ones hoarded, right? So that got passed down. My gift was, I looked at that, and I was like, I'm never going to be like that. And I'm very organized and clean, and have been since I was a little kid. And everybody in my house lived in this chaos. Not me, man. I lived different. That was the gift. That's what Judy's talking
about. So what were you saying? You were very gently in an inner saying for you was, for all of you who cannot do it, I will. Right then. For all of you who couldn't, I will.
I will.
And I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. And that's the reprogram in the moment that you talk about.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you know, Ken, you will know when you do that in the moment, because as you said, the burden falls off your shoulders and doesn't come back. So you know that. And you really start to think differently, feel differently, and take different actions. Now, all of a sudden, you're on an adventure. And an adventure is a wonderful thing. You're busy doing something. And I always say to people, don't tell everybody. Just don't.
Yeah.
If you're on an adventure, you can tell the people who will raise you up. But be really quiet about the ones who want to pull you down. Because you're going to go straight back into that systemic trance. You'll get caught back in the pattern. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. All right. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, man. This just went like this. Judy, what, you know, you got the microphone here. You got a lot of listeners right now. First of all, let's tell them how to get a hold of you. Okay. So where do they find you?
Sure. JudyWilkins-Smith.com. That's the quickest and easiest way. They will see that I have live events, so they can get hold of me that way. Okay. My contact information is there. They will find me on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you name it, I'm there. All they've got to do is Google me. They'll find me all over. They will also find that I have another book coming out.
Oh, what's your new book?
It's called The Hidden Power in Your DNA.
That's going to be, I look forward to that. Well, you have to come back on the show when we have that come out. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that's where they'll find me.
JudyWilkins-Smith.com. Again, for my listening audience, JudyWilkins-Smith.com. And Judy, final words now for my audience, those people that are really interested in doing this work. What would you say to them?
I would say this is the one way that you can finally move through all of those limitations by seeing them and moving through them and looking at the life beyond brick walls. I would also say you are a remarkable life if only you know how to see it. Come find out.
Wow. I'm going to take that last phrase of yours, see beyond brick walls, and I want my audience to dwell on that this week. That's powerful. Thank you again, Judy, for being here. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Ken, it's wonderful to be with you always.
Thank you so much. And all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, this is a show that moves people, changes people, as I said earlier, and helps them to become the best version of themselves. So I hope that you will continue to watch our show, pass it on to others, continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. And if you don't know what that means, dwell on it until you do, so that you can join those that are making a contribution in the world, stepping up in service, and helping everybody to upshift their consciousness. Take care.